Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Ah, gotta love the holidays. Folks from all over gathering around the dinner table, making new memories, sharing stories, laughs, and succulent beef. So satisfying that seconds are a given. Fact is, there's nothing better than the beautiful sight and unbelievable aroma of a mouth-watering ribeye placed front and center, cooked to perfection for your favorite people to savor. No matter what the occasion, the silence around the table after that first bite says it all. That's one heck of a ribeye. How's that for making memories? Beef. It's what's for dinner.
This holiday message funded by beef farmers and ranchers. The Oklahoma Beef Council reminds you, you can learn more about your checkoff by going to oklabeef.org. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Well, following light to moderate trade last week, traders really not expected to be in a big hurry to get any business done this week. It's likely that little interest from both sides will be seen until probably Thursday or Friday, and that could lead to a flurry of cash market trade. Although it's still uncertain just how many cattle need to be purchased following packers buying ahead over the last couple of weeks and limited procurement levels the next 2 weeks. But Monday we'll still see show list distribution and inventory taking as both sides prepare for a disjointed week ahead of the Wednesday holiday break. On the hogs, the hog activity expected to remain mixed in a limited trading range as traders look for sluggish trade the next couple of weeks, with traders looking for increased direction on herd size following Monday afternoon's hogs and pigs report. Traders may start to adjust for potential inventory changes long term, although it's expected that overall hog supplies will bounce moderately higher if China becomes a bigger player in the pork market over the next year, and this may lead to limited expansion. Wheat markets were higher overnight as most contracts try to get back to their winning ways seen most of December. Wheat markets have turned consolidative after the impressive mid-month rallies, but most of the headlines of late have been positive, and that narrative should continue into the next year. Supply changes in the near future could be supportive as Australian and Argentine production could be cut further. Corn prices were a touch firmer overnight as traders prepare for one of the lowest volume trading weeks of the year. Market moving events should be limited this week, unless, of course, something related to the signing of Phase 1 of the U.S.-China trade deal were to be announced. The soybeans, well, they were higher overnight, pushing into the black after a quiet Sunday night open. The soy complex could really use some clarity on the Phase 1 of the trade deal between the U.S. and China, although it's unlikely any will come until early January. We'll check all the futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
February live cattle up 17 cents Friday, 125.80. April down to 126.72. January feeder cattle down 45, 144.27. March down 45, 144.37. February hogs down 30 on Friday at 70.67. Kansas City wheat, March up 1 3/4 Friday, 462 1/4. May was up 1.5, 470 1/4. Chicago wheat, March down 3 cents, 542 1/4. May was down 2 3/4 at 546. March corn up 1 1/4 Friday, 387. 7 3/4. May was up a penny at 394. January soybeans up 3 3/4, 928 1/4. March is up 2 cents at 938 1/4 penny. Now March cotton's up 33 cents this morning at 68.29. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.